For the next couple of years, the words economic development and reform danced on a lot of lips in Kabul. The antiquated monarchy system had been abolished, replaced by a modern republic led by a president of the republic. A sense of rejuvenation and purpose swept across the land. People spoke of women's rights and modern technology. And for the most part, even though a new leader lived in Arg, the royal palace in Kabul, life went on as before. People went to work Saturday through Thursday and gathered for picnics on Fridays in parks on the banks of Gharka Lake and the gardens of Parman. Multicolored buses and lorries filled with passengers rolled through the narrow streets of Kabul, led by the constant shouts of the driver assistants who straddled the vehicle's rear bumpers and yelped directions to the driver in their thick Kabuli accent. On Eid, the 3 days of celebration after the holy month of Ramadan, Kabulis dressed in their best and newest clothes and visited their families. People hugged and kissed and greeted each other with Eid Mubarak, Happy Eid. Children opened gifts and played with dyed hard-boiled eggs. Early that following winter of 1974, Hassan and I were playing in the yard one day, building a snow fort, when Ali called him in. "Hassan, Agha Sahib wants to talk to you." He was standing by the front door, dressed in white, hands tucked under his armpits, breath puffing from his mouth. Hassan and I exchanged a smile. We'd been waiting for this call all day. It was Hassan's birthday. "What is it, father? Do you know? Will you tell us?" Hassan said. His eyes were gleaming. Ali shrugged. "Agha Sahib hasn't discussed it with me." "Come on, Ali, tell us," I pressed. "Is it a drawing book? Maybe a new pistol?" Like Hassan, Ali was incapable of lying. Every year, he pretended not to know what Baba had bought Hassan or me for our birthdays. And every year, his eyes betrayed him, and we coaxed the goods out of him. This time, though, it seemed he was telling the truth. Baba never missed Hassan's birthday. For a while, he used to ask Hassan what he wanted, but he gave up doing that because Hassan was always too modest to actually suggest a present. So every winter, Baba picked something out himself. He bought him a Japanese toy truck 1 year, an electric locomotive and train track set another year. The previous year, Baba had surprised Hassan with a leather cowboy hat, just like the one Clint Eastwood wore in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which had unseated The Magnificent Seven as our favorite Western. That whole winter, Hassan and I took turns wearing the hat and belted out the film's famous music as we climbed mounds of snow and shot each other dead. We took off our gloves and removed our snow-laden boots at the front door. When we stepped into the foyer, we found Baba sitting by the wood-burning cast-iron stove with a short, balding Indian man dressed in a brown suit and red tie. "Hassan," Baba said, smiling coyly, "meet your birthday present." Hassan and I traded blank looks. There was no gift-wrap box in sight, no bag, no toy. Just Ali standing behind us, and Baba with this slight Indian fellow who looked a little like a mathematics teacher.